Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Delta.
And I'm Anna Palmer. There are 48 days until Nancy Pelosi is scheduled to face a floor vote for the speakership, and she is facing resistance like never before. If you talk to Pelosi and her staff, she'll be the speaker. There is no doubt about it. If you talk to the rebels, the 20 or so Democrats who want her out, they say they will take their opposition to the floor and block her from returning to the speakership. But here's one way Pelosi could hang on. Most everyone says she would win if she simply says when she'd leave. Pelosi has said she wants a quote-unquote transitional speakership, but if she gave a date certain, I intend to serve until, she'd win handily. Of course, that would be close to a last resort, but several, never Pelosiers, say it would be hard to oppose her if she said she'd leave by a date certain in the next 2 years.
Pelosi allies say she's viewed her leadership role at one term at a time. Further, they say what's most important is the California Democrat has publicly made clear she's preparing for generational change and is making explicit commitments to lawmakers about that. Meanwhile, MoveOn.org tweeted its support for Pelosi yesterday, and Drew Hamill, Pelosi's deputy chief of staff, tweeted Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan's comment about Pelosi, quote, "There's plenty of really competent females we can replace her with. Hashtag competent females." Marsha Fudge, who has toyed with a run against Pelosi, is struggling to find a constituency. Rachel Bade, John Bresnahan, and Nolan McCaskill write that Black caucus members are backing Pelosi over their former chair.
There's 21 days until a government shutdown. The Washington Post reports that Republican leaders are trying to avert a shutdown over wall funding, but the president has made no promises. Burgess and Eliana Johnson report that Senate Republicans are trying to push the president to quickly nominate a permanent attorney general replacement. And here's one thing that seems unlikely to happen: criminal justice reform. Alana Shore, Burgess Everett, and Eliana Johnson report that Senator Tom Cotton, one of the president's closest allies, is at odds with Trump over the plan.
Politico is also reporting that Mick Mulvaney is ready to step up and replace Wilbur Ross at Commerce. On the investigation front, the AP is reporting that Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker told Lindsey Graham the Mueller probe will continue. And Darren Samuelson is up with a piece that there is deep anxiety in the White House over the Mueller probe and the expectation that indictments could come soon. In the juice, Senate Leadership Fund is spending $1 million on TV and radio ahead of the Mississippi Senate runoff, hitting Mike Espy as a, quote, shady Clinton crony, and being funded by out-of-state liberals. The group is spending $130,000 on digital on the effort.
Annie Linsky is going to the Washington Post, where she will be a national political reporter as they expand their 2020 election coverage. She most recently was deputy bureau chief of the Boston Globe's Washington Bureau. And Gabby Orr sends us a note that former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Rick Dearborn is joining the Heritage Foundation as a distinguished visiting fellow focused on federalism and the 10th Amendment. He will also advise Heritage on matters related to the Trump administration, serving as a liaison of sorts between the executive branch and the conservative think tank. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president is participating in a signing ceremony for the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act at 11:30 a.m. in the Oval Office. He's presenting the Medal of Freedom Award at 1 p.m. in the East Room, and he is meeting with SBA Administrator Linda McMahon at 3:15. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.